The congressional elections this fall could send many newcomers to Washington. One of those well-positioned to win a House seat is a Detroit Democrat who's taken a very unusual path that runs through a very rough neighborhood. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET has this profile.
The Democratic nominee for Michigan's 13th Congressional District, current state senator Hanson Clark, crouches low into the passenger seat of the Ford Taurus he says he just finished paying off and glances at the boarded-up buildings near his boyhood home. Earlier this month, Clark defeated seven-term incumbent Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick in the primary by running on a platform of targeting tax dollars to impoverished neighborhoods like this one. But he says he's avoided the area during the campaign, until now.
But it's tough, man. I mean, it's tough. People say, well, Hanson Clark gets emotional. All my damn friends got murdered. How am I not to be emotional? How am I not to be emotional when my one friend that's living has never been able to work a day in his life because he was thrown in the trunk of a car after he was robbed?
It doesn't take long in the old neighborhood for Clark to find his friend, Bernie Ramos, across the street from Clark's now abandoned home.
I was giving up everything, and he still chose to shoot me. So he shot me in the head twice from the back seat. And thank God I'm still here. He wasn't expecting for me to make it. He said I'll be a vegetable, you know.
Ramos says no one in this predominantly black neighborhood had a problem with Clark's father, a Muslim from India who worked in a Ford foundry and died when Clark was 8. Clark's mother, an African-American Christian, supported them on a school crossing guard's paycheck and eventually helped find a scholarship for him to Cornell University. Soon after he went off to college, Clark's mother fell into a coma and died.
I lost everything. I lost my scholarship in college. I came back here. You know, I got into business and I lost my business.
Clark thought returning to college could be the only way out, but he was existing on food stamps until they were cut off. On a front porch near Clark's old house, Doris Forte remembers how her mother took up a collection from people around the neighborhood to get Clark back in the classroom.
She seen his man was definitely on trying to do something with his life. At the time, I don't think you had politics on your mind, did you? You was going to college for, what was that?
Art.
Yes.
Clark earned an arts degree from Cornell, then morphed into a law student at Georgetown. He headed home, ran for the state legislature in 1992, and caught the eye of Inside Michigan politics editor Bill Ballinger, who finds Clark to be a bit unique.
He's an artist. I mean, he's a painter, for heaven's sakes. How many painters are running for Congress or being elected to Congress? Probably Hanson Clark is the only one.
Back in his old blighted neighborhood, Hanson Clark says he'll fix it by delivering the kind of government housing and retraining programs he says helped him as a kid.
Because I can never go back in time and save those lives. I can never go back in time to save these homes from being demolished. I can't go back in time to stop my friend from being shot in the back of the head twice at point-blank range. But I can do something to help make it better for people now, though, as a congressman.
In heavily Democratic Detroit, Clark's election to Congress is almost assured. Compared to what he went through in the old neighborhood, the partisan battling Hanson Clark could face in Washington isn't too daunting. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.